our top stories this hour. The convenience chain 7-Eleven has been rocked by yet another scandal. A secret video has emerged showing a Brisbane worker handing back some of her pay to her boss. The employee claims she was among a number of staff members told to give up thousands of dollars in wages or risk losing their jobs. Slow wage growth will make it harder for the government to tackle the budget deficit. That's according to a leading economic forecaster, which warns the Australian economy can no longer rely on the commodity rally. Mining giant Rio Tinto has confirmed it's cutting hundreds of jobs in Western Australia. New South Wales police are searching a house just a few hundred metres from where a Sydney schoolgirl disappeared 18 years ago. A 49-year-old man has been charged with Quinny Dieck's murder after turning himself into police yesterday. Quinny's family says, while tragic, the breakthrough has given them some closure. And the US President Barack Obama says he will not publicly criticise Donald Trump after he hands over the presidency to him in January. Mr. Obama was speaking after the APEC summit in Peru, saying he would give Mr. Trump the opportunity to put forward his policies, but added he might feel compelled to speak out if the new president threatens core American values.